We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at how to know that you're ready for heaven. You know, 1 John. The Apostle John wrote, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." Now I want you to stop. I want you to consider what the Apostle John is saying. He is not mentioning that eternal life is in a religion, but it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Ye may know. And so we're going to 1 John, the last verse in chapter number 2. Actually, the last couple of verses. It says here, "And now, little children," he's talking to the children of God, "abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If ye know that He is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him." And so, understand, there is a distinguishing mark if you're a child of God. And if ye know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Now, he's talking about being born of God. You know, the Apostle John wrote in John chapter number 1, the very same truth. If you go back to the John chapter 1 in the very beginning of the book, notice what he says. "He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God," to be a child of God, "even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of the blood." In other words, I was born into the Warner family. I did not become a Christian because I'm a Warner. Nor is it the will of the flesh. In other words, people say, "Well, I'm going to go to church and I'll be a Christian." No, it's not by the will of the flesh. Nor it is of the will of man. No man can come to you and say, "I am a pastor." I can't say, "Well, you're saved," or "I'm going to declare you saved or forgiven." It's not by the will of man. But you're born of God. Now, Jesus said this in John chapter number 3. "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh." You have that first birth. You know, you're born into a particular family. You're born of the flesh. "And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Now, listen what he says. The very next verse, John 3:8. "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So the wind blows. Here in South Dakota, the wind does blow in a variety of directions. We can hear the sound. We can see the motion of the trees. We can actually feel it on ourselves. We know that it exists because we can feel the effects which it produces. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. In other words, when the Spirit of God indwells within a believer, you can see the effects. There's no doubt about it. So, Paul put it this way. He said, I want you to know, before you were born again, you were dead spiritually. So to be born again is to be made spiritually alive. To be born again, to be born of God, all right, I realize I'm a sinner. Jesus came to save sinners. I call out as the thief on the cross did, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you're the Savior. Lord, would you forgive me? Lord, would you save me? And so to be made spiritually alive, to be born of the Spirit, to be born again, there is that spiritual life that now exists. So Paul explains it this way in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. See, when you were spiritually dead, you were dead in your sin. What's that look like? Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also after we had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And so to be dead spiritually just means you're not following God. You're not obeying God's commandments. You don't recognize what God demands of you. You're going to live for yourself. All right. And so in 1 Corinthians 6, verse number 9, understand, Paul once again talks about people who are spiritually dead. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? You're not going to be in heaven. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. If you're practicing these sins, you will not be in heaven. But look at verse number 11. And such were some of you. But now you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. So when the Lord saved you, and such were some of you, you're no longer doing those things. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creation. The old way of life passes away. Behold, all things have become new. That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Are you one of his? So when I read, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Well, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Remember what Jesus said in John 8, verse number 12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now, John's going to be dealing with in 1 John 3, how we as children of God can know each other. He says, look, just as you can know that you're a child of God, these things are written that ye may know. That's a wonderful truth. You can also know if someone is not saved. All right? He's going to deal with that a little bit later in this passage. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law. Whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. All this is written in 1 John 3. In other words, if you're practicing, that word committeth in the Greek means to practice. Your life is a life of sin. All right? If you're doing that, then I go back to my first verse. What's he say? And you know that he is righteous. And ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. How can that be? Because when I trusted the Lord, he forgave me. He saved me. I now have the Spirit of God dwelling within me. And he reveals truth. He convicts me of sin. And so the child of God is what? He follows the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. As Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so what a great favor he has showed upon us. 1 John 3, verse number 1, I close with this. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. All right? And so, this blessing to be a child of God, you see, it's not by our nature, not by our merit, but by grace. For by grace have you been saved through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Today, I ask you this question. Do you know that you're one of God's children? Is there evidence of that? Boy, it's good to know that. As you approach the time that the Lord will take you home, either by death or by his returning, it's good to know that you're his children. Today, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.